You can really be proud of these youth. We worked in rather adverse conditions. They didn't mention, but that metal roof, once we got it insulated, it just kind of came on down. And it was around 95 or above, and we drank lots of water. And they did really well. Sheetrock was finished real well. Some of them were a little tired because we had done that in Texas last year, but that really made it nice because they knew what to do. I might mention we have a group going back. Most of you are familiar with our BIM program, and we have enough funds in that from earlier trips, and we've recruited, I'm going to call them a little older group than the one that was down there. And we've got some ceilings that are pretty high, and we hope that Robbie Lane's going to be able to go along. We're going to send him down about 2 days early because we have a big air conditioner sitting out there that needs to be hooked up. And we get that going, and it'll be nice and cool in there. So we're really looking forward to that. I might mention to the youth, we're getting to stay at a place called Dry Creek Church, which is really on a river. And Chris, who's the overall social services coordinator, has told me I can fish. No one else can. But it's, he says, a beautiful setting. On Saturday, we're going to do a blitz. We're going down on Friday morning early, work Friday evening, afternoon, all day Saturday. Saturday night, they're having a gospel sing at the church. We'll probably work a little Sunday morning. We're going to go to church with the group, and then maybe a little Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and come back rather tired. So the sanctuary is 40 by 60, and then the outside is, the foyer area is 20 by 40. So it's a large job. They did not expect it to get it done. I looked at it when we went in. We probably got three times as much done as I thought we were going to. The youth really worked hard. So Reverend Foster is elated that we're coming back. We're going to do that 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of August. We hope it'll be cooler than it was. Thank you.
Well, this was my first mission trip, and I've always wanted to go on one, and because I work, I can't go except in the summer, so the youth were gracious enough to let me go on this one. And I said one of the first things I have to say is how impressed I was with the group of kids we took with us. They were such hard workers in such adverse conditions. And, you know, kids, you hear a lot of things, bad things about kids. You don't often hear good things. Well, this church can be so proud of these youth. They just worked their tails off the whole time. Gary was talking about this building, and I was saying first service, it was like an oven. We created an oven in there because when you insulated the walls, but the ceiling wasn't insulated, the heat kept beating down. And they made them drink water. They issued everybody a big water bottle, and one of the big things they had the kids saying was, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot, and everybody'd answer, drink water. So, you know, made sure that they drank a lot of water, and I'm surprised we didn't have more heat-related incidents than we did. What I came away with this, I said before we went, I kind of panicked a little bit because all my paperwork hadn't gotten in, and I went to the church office, and it was just a few days before we were supposed to go, and I had gotten another email saying, you know, your paperwork's not all in, and I was really panicking, thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't go. What am I going to be able to do? I can't do anything. And so I went in, and Sarah said, oh, yeah, your paperwork's all in. So I was first thinking, well, maybe this is a sign from God. I shouldn't go, but my paperwork was there, so I ended up going. And I found out that even I can do things. I learn. Even if you don't know how to do things, you learn how to do things. Marina and a bunch of us cleaned up the mess, like this contractor just had dropped everything, and there was, you know, how contractors can be, and the mess was still there from when he was there. So we spent a part of a day just cleaning up the mess that was there, and I learned how to tape sheetrock and how to mud sheetrock, and I said I may have a second profession when I retire, but I'm not holding my breath. But even if you don't think you can do something, there is something that you can do or you can learn to do. And I hope this isn't my last mission trip. I hope they let me go again next summer because And like I said, the one thing that bothered me was that we didn't finish the job. And so I was so excited to hear that the team is going down to finish the sanctuary, because when we got there, the only inhabitants of that sanctuary were wasps and pigeons. And they had done a number on the place. So we cleaned all that up and things. But like I said, we can be really grateful. And one other reason I know these kids are such hard workers, we were still working Thursday afternoon when the first team got finished. And they came to our site to see what we had done. We weren't done. They joined right in and started working at our site. They didn't sit down and watch us. They got right in there and worked with us, finishing up what we had to do for the day. Like I said, I was so proud of them. They were just awesome, awesome kids. Like I said, I would go again in a minute. I know I said I never worked so hard or sweat so much in my life, but I'd do it again in a minute. So.